Madison has the strictest rules on indoor smoking in the state, but a new change eases those rules for cigar bars. Customers won't have to go outside to light up. The trek outside for tobacco was a scene replayed all over Wisconsin this winter. And Appleton bar owners are hoping that uncomfortable memory will bring more smokers to the polls next month. That's when voters will consider changes in Appleton's smoking ban. Tarby Harvath owns the Wishing Well. He acknowledges the health risks of smoking, but says his main concern is the financial health of his bar business.
Realistically, I'm not pro-tobacco. I hate cigarettes, personally. I'm in this business for one reason, and that's for profit.
Nearly two dozen Wisconsin communities have indoor smoking bans. Dr. Michael Fiores with the UW Medical School's Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. He says the trend is for a statewide policy.
And it's not just California and New York State. It's increasingly the rest of the country. States like North Dakota, states like Montana, more and more municipalities and states across America are saying secondhand smoke kills.
A proposal for a statewide smoking law in Wisconsin stalled, but will likely resurface next legislative session. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.